pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog's Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times. Use the promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com for a 100% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And finally, we're also brought to you by the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Enter their free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win $100 cash and a $100 SGPN gift card. Simply head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. You're listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, be sure to follow my other X account. It is at LockBengX. That's at LockBengX. That's an important account to follow because I, unlike most, am a tracked and transparent handicapper. And unlike anyone else on this planet, has delivered 128 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. Every single spreadsheet is available to see over on the website lockbetting.com. If you just want to do some quick research, and I encourage you to do all the due diligence that you want, you can just look at the pin tweet on the X account I mentioned at LockBengX, and that will be the P&L, the profit and loss spreadsheet for the previous month. And we started January hot. We started 2024 hot. That was our 128th month in a row of transparent and track profit. And we landed £3,094. If you convert that to dollars, that is just shy of $4,000. So a monster start, bolstered by our NFL futures. We landed just over 14 units from NFL futures. We are over 81% all time from our futures plays across the last 11 years. So be sure to never miss a future. Be sure to never miss a play and never miss out when it comes to lock betting. If you have any information, once you've done that research, once you've done that due diligence, once you've looked through those spreadsheets, scroll down the X account to find the old spreadsheets, or just simply head over to lockbetting.com. Have a look at the type of bets we do. Have a look at how we manage your bankroll. Ask questions via the DMs, which are open at LockBettingX. And once you've done that, you can sign up for the service as we are en route to 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit as we've had a very, very solid start to the month of February, which included a phenomenal Super Bowl card last weekend, going 13-5 with our Super Bowl card. So let's move on with this edition of Scamessa Italia. Speaking of red hot, no podcast has been hotter than Scamessa Italia, which is crazy because I was actually thinking about dropping the show. I was going to ask the guys at the SGPN if we could possibly cover another European league. I already cover the Bundesliga over on the Lock Betting podcast, which is a free podcast that you guys can get every single weekend. That's Bundesliga show. I already do the European show, but I was thinking about taking La Liga out of the European show and perhaps bringing that onto the SGPN instead. And then suddenly we have just gone on a crazy run, not just with the picks that we've been giving out here, but the locks as well. This show is on a 10-1-1 lock run. And over the last 2 weeks, we have gone 6-0 with our locks across the EPL shows, Scamessa Italia and BetMUFC. We had a 3-0 sweep 2 weeks ago, and last week we had another 3-0 sweep. And this weekend we're going for another 3-0 sweep because you are getting that bonus lock over on BetMUFC once again. So there is no guarantee that we do give out locks on BetMUFC, but when we do, they have been extremely profitable. Last year, we were 100% with our BetMUFC locks, and this year we are 7-2-1 whilst having an 18-6-4 EPL record and an 18-6-1 Scamessa Italia record, of course, bolstered up by a 10-1-1 run. Obviously, this puts a lot of pressure on the lock at the end of the show. But win, lose or draw, the same level of effort, the same level of research, the same level of overall consistency is applied to every single lock that we give out. So if the run comes to an end, it comes to an end and we will simply be 10-2-1. Still a phenomenal run. Even if this gets to 10-6-1, that's an incredible run. That's a profitable run and we are making money here. Free money for you guys on Scamessa Italia every single weekend. So let's begin with a couple of games I want to look at here on Saturday. We start with Juventus travelling to Verona. Juve have experienced a little bit of a dip as of late. There certainly doesn't appear to be a title race in Italy anymore. And I did expect that to happen at some point. Juve travel to Verona just looking for a bounce back. Because if they don't win this game and they're going to next weekend's home game against Frosinone without a win here away to Verona, that will be a full month that Juve haven't won in Serie A. And already, after the run they've been on lately with no win in three, there are questions again, despite the fact that Allegri has massively overperformed this season, about Antonio Conte coming in and replacing him as the Juve manager. They are the 7-10 favourites to win at Verona today. It's 9-2 on Verona, who are the home underdogs, and it's 13-5 on the draw. I think Juve get back on track here. Obviously, there has been a hangover from losing an important six-pointer with your rivals Inter Milan. I said when it happened, if they did lose that game, and we did take Inter as a lock on the show, that that would end Juve's title hopes. But we did not think that it would result in a hangover, which would see them lose at home to Udinese the following weekend. So that was a very, very disappointing result last weekend, much more so than the game against Inter. Prior to that, Juve also failed to win at home to Empoli. So they come up against Verona here. Verona seem like perfect opponents to bounce back against because they are potential relegation contenders. And Juve come into this one with a strong away record across this season. Juventus are second in the away table for the season with 8 wins from their 12 away games, 2 draws and just 2 defeats. They've only conceded 9 goals on the road as well this season, which will make things even more difficult for Verona if Juve can avoid some of the silly mistakes and also rediscover their goal scoring form, because they've only scored 1 goal in the last 3 games during this run. As I said, I just don't think Allegri goes an entire entire month without a win going into next weekend's game. So I do think they'll end it here against a Verona team who are in the relegation zone at the moment, who have only won 3 of their 11 home games, drawing 4 and losing 4. So I think this is a good spot to take Juve to bounce back, and we'll take them to get that bounce back and end this winless run of 3 games, hoping it doesn't go to 4. And we take Juve on the money line at the price of 7-10 here for this one. Up next, we look at the late game on Saturday, where Atalanta are hosting Sassuolo. Atalanta here are the 1-3 favourites. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 15-2 here on Sassuolo. Sassuolo do tend to perform against the bigger teams, but all of the traits, the redeemable traits that Sassuolo had, seemingly have gone out of the window this season, where they have been absolutely awful. They're actually in the relegation conversation, which is incredible when you look at the fact that this team over the years have gone to the San Siro and beaten both AC Milan and Inter Milan, and have won away to Juve as well. In fact, this Sassuolo team have won away to Inter Milan this season as well. Yet they are bang in the relegation conversation, and they are particularly poor on their travels. Sassuolo have lost all of their previous 5 away trips, which includes a 3-1 loss to Atalanta in the cup. A 3-1 loss here would be good enough to cover my play here for this game, which is Atalanta to cover a -1.5 Asian handicap line. This is a plus money selection at 21-20 +105. Atalanta have won 5 straight games coming into this one, including 4 consecutive wins by 2 clear goals. Sassuolo, they have conceded at least 3 goals in 3 of the last 4 away trips, and Atalanta are a free scoring team who can make this very, very uncomfortable for Sassuolo. They've also had their number historically as well. Atalanta have won 10 of the last 13 meetings between these two. But the main piece of data we're riding here is the fact that Atalanta have won their last 4 games by a 2-goal margin or better. That's good enough for me to take the -1.5 here on the Asian handicap line. And we take it at plus money at 21-20 +105 here for this one. Before we move on to Sunday's games, let me take a quick pause here to tell you about the Daytona 500 contest. You can enter their free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win $100 via an SGPN gift card and $100 cash as well. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, as Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long with the NBA, NHL, and college basketball. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. Up next, we move across to Sunday, and we begin with what I think is a very interesting game here between Lazio and Bologna. Both of these two teams have an outside chance of qualifying for the Champions League. Bologna are level on points with Atalanta, who currently occupy 4th position. They are the surprise package of the season, although they have played a game more. And I still say an outside chance because I just don't think Bologna can sustain what they're doing. And what they're doing is heavily relying on their home form, because their away form is mediocre. Their away form is relegation standard, but their home form actually has them top of the home form table for all of Serie A, which is why we took them for a winning lock last week. Bologna sit top of the home form table with 10 wins from 13, 2 draws and just a single defeat. They've netted 24 goals and conceded just 7. But if you look at their away form and the away table, Bologna are 14th with just 1 win from 11. They have drawn 7 times, but they have lost 3 as well. They have a -4 goal differential. They sit 14th in the away table, and that those draws away from home, not being able to win away from home, I believe will cost them Champions League football in the end. As for Lazio, the runners-up last season, they have a game in hand on Bologna. They currently sit 5 points behind them and 5 points behind Atalanta as well. They've gone on a strong run, which has actually put them back into Champions League contention. They come into this one off the back of winning four of their last six in Serie A, and they come into this one off the back of beating Bayern Munich in a huge surprise in the Champions League in midweek. Lazio are strong at home again this season. They themselves have won 6 of 11, drawn 3 and lost just 2. And they've only shipped 7 goals at home this season. So I'm actually going to go against Bologna here. I do believe that Bologna will drop off as the season progresses, and I believe their away form is going to be their Achilles heel. This is the type of game where I do believe they'll be unsuccessful, but I'm going to avoid taking Lazio on the money line just simply because Bologna are drawing so many away games, and I'm going to avoid taking Lazio 6-4 on the money line, and I will lay the juice on them in the draw no bet market instead. So Lazio as a pick, that moves it to 4-6 -150 as opposed to 6-4 +150 on the money line. But I'm willing to do it. I want that protection. I don't want to be betting Lazio on the money line when Bologna have drawn 7 of 11 away games. I do believe that Lazio will come away with the win, but one thing I'm absolutely certain of is that Bologna won't come away with the win. I do not believe this will be their second away win of the season. This is a difficult place to go to. Lazio are in form, as I said, won 4 of the last 6, just beaten Bayern Munich, are strong at home again this season as they were last season, and that was a large part of why they finished second in the table. So we're going to take Lazio here in the draw no bet market. Lazio as a pick at the price of 4-6 -150 here for this one. Up next, we look at another 2 o'clock kickoff as another Champions League contender is in action. We're talking about Fiorentina travelling to Empoli. Fiorentina are coming into this game level on points with Lazio, we just mentioned, are both on 37 points, with Fiorentina 5 points behind Atalanta, and they currently occupy 8th spot. This is a game they'll be expected to win. They are the 11-10 favourites to win. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Empoli here are the 13-5 underdogs. Empoli sit just outside of the relegation places. They're 2 points ahead of Verona in 18th spot. They have been on a decent run by relegation standards as of late, only losing 2 of the last 6. So this will be a difficult trip for a Fiorentina team who have had a little bit of a drop-off as of late. For that reason, I do believe that Empoli will be able to get something from this game. I believe their desperation will lead them to a point at least. They're unbeaten in 4 Serie A games and have taken 8 points from these games. While Fiorentina, their dip has seen them win only 1 of the last 6 league games, only 1 win in 2024. And they have lost each of their last 3 away games coming into this one as well. For me, that is not a worthy favourite, and that's why we're going to fade him here in this one. Up next, we jump across to one of the later kickoffs. We're going to look at the 5 o'clock game between Frosinone and Roma, where Roma are the favourites here to get back on track after losing last weekend at home to Inter Milan. They did get themselves a good result in the Europa League in midweek, drawing 1-1 away to Feyenoord. They're the 10-11 favourites to win here at Frosinone. It's 11-4 on the draw, and Frosinone here are a 27-10 underdog. We looked at that start that Daniel De Rossi was handed, and straight away we knew that there was a possibility that he could get a nice new manager bounce. And he did that. He did everything that was expected of him. The real test was last weekend against Inter Milan, and they failed it. So I guess the real question is, did Daniel De Rossi win any games that Jose Mourinho wouldn't have done? And does this game here, travelling to Frosinone, come under that category? Does it fall under that category? I think it probably does. But I also think that These aren't automatic tests. Nothing is a given. When teams are battling to stay in Serie A, their backs are against the wall. They're fighting for their lives. So every result is a positive. Nothing is a given. Would Mourinho have won those games? Probably. But Daniel De Rossi has come in as a new manager. He has got that bounce. Yes, he lost at home to Inter Milan, but he did it playing a different style of football. They went toe-to-toe with Inter Milan, and maybe that is the key difference between De Rossi and Mourinho. We know Mourinho is a more defensively minded manager, and I just never thought that he had the defensive personnel to be successful doing that at Roma, although he did get this team to two European Cup finals, which certainly did win over the fans. But ultimately, Champions League is the main goal, and they are within touching distance, and I think they'll get even closer with another win here against Frosinone. But I do believe that they'll need to score two goals to do it, because under De Rossi, they are more open, and they come up here against a Frosinone team who, despite the fact they've lost three of the last four home league games, they have seen BTTS score in each of those games. Roma, they've won three of their four away league contests against bottom half teams, with BTTS scoring each time. If you want to take Roma and BTTS, that's actually available at 3-1 plus 300. Then definitely worth a sprinkle. But for me, I'm just going to take Roma to score a couple of goals here, because I do believe they'll need him to win this game. And once they do score these two goals, we've won. We're done. That's it. We don't need them to see it out. So Frosinone get a 2-2 draw here against a Roma team who are leaking more goals under this manager. We don't have to worry about it because we've already cashed. Both selections are available at the same price. So the money line's at 10 to 11 minus 110. And Roma to go over their team total of over 1.5 is also available at 10 to 11 minus 110. We go for the team total here as our main selection for this one. The final game that we cover is AC Milan's trip to Monza, where Milan are the 4-5 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw, and Monza here are the 7-2 underdogs. Going to make a surprise pick here. I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals, because from watching Monza lately, it looks like they are taking things down a different route. It looks like they are implementing a more defensive-minded game plan. They've actually drawn their last two matches 0-0 and are looking to possibly frustrate opponents and tighten things up at the back, particularly these big teams. They have kept three clean sheets in a row coming into this game, and I believe that's going to make it difficult for AC Milan to penetrate. I do believe ultimately that Milan will get the goal that they need to win this game, but I think they're going to be dragged into a tight and cagey affair. We haven't seen both teams scoring in any of Monza's last four Serie A games, and likewise, BTTS has actually not been a winning bet in Milan's last two games in all competitions either. So if both teams aren't going to score here and that date is going to continue, it really does make it difficult for you to make a case for three goals. I mean, even if BTTS does cash and it's a 1-1 draw, then we're still cashing the under here. I don't see three goals. I see Monza sticking with this more defensive-minded game plan as they look to set up their back line, drawing their last two games 0-0, keeping three clean sheets in a row really doesn't scream an over. It screams that they are going to sit in and make themselves difficult to beat against superior opponents, which is what Milan are. They are a team who are occupying the Champions League positions. They are one of the favourites to win the Europa League this season. They have come good, and I believe that this is going to be a difficult night for them in what I think will be a low-scoring game. So we are going to take the under 2.5 goals here. It is a plus money selection as the bookies adjust to what could be a new version of Monza. And we take the under 2.5 goals here at the price of even money plus 100. Before we close out with a lock on the show that I've put a lot of pressure on at the start of the show, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on the show. This is a lock that may push. So instead of going 10-1-1, we could go 10-1-2. As long as we don't go 10-2-1 and lose this selection, I'm happy. We're going to go with Lazio in the draw no bet market. Lazio as a pick against the in-form Bologna. It is scary because Bologna, they are climbing up that table. They are a team who are in Champions League contention. So what we're taking here for a lock is we're going against the team in fifth position and we are taking a team in seventh position to beat them. So we are taking a team who actually have five less points than their opponent, although they do have a game in hand. But if you look more closely at the numbers like we did, you'll see that Lazio are a team in form. They have won four of their last six. They are coming, that's just in the league. They're also coming off a huge win at home against Bayern Munich. Their home ground was a strong home ground last season, and it's strong again this season as well. Lazio had 6 wins from 11, and this is after a poor start to the season, which included being poor at home. They've certainly resolved that. As of late, they've won 6 of 11 at home, drawing 3 and losing 2. They've only shipped 7 goals at home. And most significantly, Bologna away from home, that is their Achilles heel. And the reason they probably won't make the Champions League, because while their home form is excellent, the best in the league at the moment with 10 wins from 13, 2 draws and 1 defeat, their away form is the opposite, winning just 1 of their 11 away games. That's it for me and this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.